It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill. Here
comes the gossip.
I swear, you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Yeah, alrighty. So, the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 were announced yesterday. I didn't have room for it in the Daily Dust, but I posted it up on our Instagram, B104FM. Pete Davidson debuted a tattoo-free shirtless look in Reformation's Valentine's Day ad campaign, and he also serves in the role of the perfect boyfriend.
I just try to stay out of trouble and do my thing. But for the past few years, my favorite side gig, the one thing that's given me a space to collect myself.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Millie.
It's gluten-free.
Refocus my energy, revitalize my spirit, has been coming in here a couple times a week and being the perfect boyfriend.
It's not real. It's just a title. Okay. He's every girl's perfect boyfriend at Reformation Store. I've never been to one of those. I don't even know what it is, but whatever. Video of Mariah Carey walking across the stage very slowly during her Las Vegas residency is going viral. And one person said she's moving like she's 105 years old. Y'all, she's 55. Take a look at these ridiculous platform heels she's wearing. And it's on a stage. No, don't make fun of her. Jason Kelce became emotional discussing the Super Bowl with Trav on the New Heights podcast. Yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
As much as I love the Eagles, as much as I love the city of Philadelphia, there was not a ounce of me that I tried to correlate that I was rooting for both sides the whole time and that I was going to be happy and sad regardless.
That's what I heard.
No matter who won, it was going to be a happy and sad regardless.
Yeah, because he played for the Eagles, and Trav is his brother, and he did say Trav would always come first. Kylie Kelce revealed on her Call Her Daddy podcast that, not hers, but the, that she learned about Taylor Swift's romance with her brother-in-law before it went public.
I will say we knew before everyone else knew, but it was not like, it did not hit the group chat. Jason and I found out together. But we knew before, like, they hard launched with her going to a game.
Yeah. Hi. They are his, you know, brother and sister-in-law. The singer Grimes is apparently upset that Elon Musk brought their son to the Oval Office for a press conference. A lot of people found it funny. I didn't. Ralph Macchio says his Karate Kid and Cobra Kai collaborator William Zabka is one of his best friends off camera. I needed that on my bingo card. And Renee Zellweger reprises her iconic role as Bridget Jones in Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, now streaming on Peacock. She's widowed, raising two children, navigating life, love, and the awkward moments while re-entering the dating scene.
Do you miss Dada sometimes?
I miss him all of the times.
Can you survive?
I think so.
It's not enough to survive. You've got to live.
Was that the Dalai Lama?
Just Harry Styles, I think.
Listen, this film features a stellar cast. And yes, Hugh Grant has a prominent role in it. John Lithgow will play Professor Dumbledore on HBO's Harry Potter series. And I got a dirt alert. And it's an ill. So Lorraine Newman shared that she did a sketch with O.J. Simpson on Saturday Night Live back in the day. Take a listen.
Any of you there when O.J. hosted?
Unfortunately, no.
No. Oh, my God, Lorraine! Was he a good host?
And a good kisser.
Oh! Oh! Did you kiss O.J.?
I did. We did a parody of a movie that is so horrifying.
Yes.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. But she's being honest. And I got a double Kardashian alert. So the first one is kind of weird because Khloe Kardashian was recalling a dating disaster on her own podcast.
Okay, that's weird. Obviously, because we're adults. Weird. This is weird.
Never. Yeah.
20 and older. Okay.
Yeah.
Adults.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like, he was never addressed it. Like, we never talked about it. I was like, I remember the second time he slept over, he did it again.
No!
And I remember telling Kim.
No.
Yeah, you want to know what he did? He wet the bed. I don't understand why she's talking about this. And there's also a Kardashian alert for Kimmy. Because Kim Kardashian's latest Skims campaign has sparked comparisons to Kanye's second wife, Bianca Censori's style. Anyway, take a listen.
Can't there just be one thing in life that's easy? Can't there just be one thing, Kim Kardashian?
I'm not Kim.
Chloe?
No, I am Kim, but today I'm also your fairy mother.
Not godmother, it's the other end. Anyway, yeah, I think they have that backwards because I'm pretty sure that Kim came first. I mean, the chicken or the egg, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. It was too much. And the Daily Dust is brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and your mom.